Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. To ask Moni your question, please unblock your phone number and call 347-850-1494. Mona will answer your specific single-issue question. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph.
Well, welcome everybody to this episode of Psychic View. You know, it's nice that you guys join me on Sunday mornings and we get to have our coffee together and we get to do little readings together, and it's just so cool. So, as I do every week, I draw a card of the day, and this card is the Six of Cups in traditional tarot. And in my deck, the way I like to interpret this card is that it is relationships blooming out of a great friendship. Sometimes it means childhood acquaintances. Sometimes it means that you evaluate the people in your life from way back when that helped form who you are, your significant moments, things that happened that only a great friend that knows you for a long time can tell you. It's also a way of using the friendship to be totally yourself and be your truth. So what the focus is for this week is when you really are totally yourself and you're not trying to be what you think somebody else wants you to be, I want you to see what comes to you almost naturally without any effort, because the things that come to you naturally and without any effort are the ones that are meant for you. If you have to struggle and pull and whatever, it doesn't mean that it's meant for you. If you have to struggle and pull and chase and cajole and negotiate, maybe it's not necessarily meant for you. But those things that seem to just kind of fall right in your lap, and it all boils down to you being brave enough to be honest with yourself based on the people and the trusting relationships you had when you were young. In other words, when you were young, you automatically trusted your parents. When you were young, you automatically trusted your best friend in kindergarten. And it is talking about treating relationships like they're already your best friend and they accept you. And then allowing things to just come to you, and don't worry about how they're going to happen. Just let them happen. So, all right, I'm going to go to area code 469. Hello, 469. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lashandra.
Hi, Lashandra. What's your question?
I was trying to see if you see a reconciliation between me and Carlin's friendship and eventually a committed relationship.
So it sounds to me like you are mentally putting quite a bit of pressure on this relationship. Just by the way you asked the question, because it was so detailed, all right? So I'm going to draw these cards, and I'm going to tell you what it says. The best thing you can do right now is treat him like he's your absolute best friend, all right?
Okay.
And when you can do that, now, I have to tell you, there's a real big difference on how we treat a girlfriend as opposed to how we treat a guy we're dating. And I want you to make the difference in that very small. I mean, you don't talk about girl stuff with this guy, but you treat him like a best friend, which means if he has to cancel, you don't get all upset and thinking he's, off looking at some other girl. you actually say, oh, I totally understand. You know, you're great out and have a nice night out with the boys. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, do blah, blah, blah. Totally understand. Because if a girlfriend canceled on you, you're just a little disappointed, but you get it. You understand. You don't give them a hard time. You don't rake them over the coals. You know, unless you catch your friend doing something that is against you in some way, you kind of let them off the hook, right?
Well, the thing is that I understand what you're saying. I do. But I think that we then passed that phase to the point where he got upset when, you know, I had my friend guy too that I knew from junior high school to come, you know, and stay with me. And it's like, you know, he gets jealous, you know, at some level. It's more like we've been in a relationship. It's like every night he's at my house spending the night. I mean, we did things like we were actually in a relationship, friends with benefits, all of that. And
okay, but here's what I'm trying to stress to you is that is that what you're seeing right now with him is exactly what it's going to be like with him in a long-term relationship. So if you decide that if you want this man, then you just casually treat him like he's your best friend right now, if you really want this guy. But if you don't want this guy, then you actually need to be totally honest with yourself. Because here's the thing. I think it's, you guys go out on dates, right? You go to dinner, you go to the movies, you do stuff like that. He just doesn't come and camp out at your house, right?
Oh, yeah. He's at my house like 24/7. He's here when I'm not here.
But you guys actually go and do something like a couple occasionally, right?
Right.
Okay. Because here's what I'm getting is that he has had relationships in the past where the woman's cheated on him. So he's incredibly suspicious. Do you see what I mean? But you have nothing to give him suspicion about. Now, that's the thing that I want you to think about, is if this guy is getting himself all upset because you had a friend staying in another room in your place, which it means that he doesn't trust you.
Okay.
So what you're seeing, what this relationship is right now, is what it would be down the road if you guys got married. He would still be that guy. So he's showing you... I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, so he would basically be the jealous, overpowering type.
Well, if he's that now, he's not going to change.
Okay.
So, and the thing is I think it's interesting that he is at your place when you're not there.
Yeah, he's here when I'm not here, 24/7.
So one of the things that I would recommend is that you give yourself a little space.
Well, actually, we haven't said anything to each other in like, it's been 3 weeks, it'll be 3 weeks tomorrow. And that's the reason why I was trying to see, do you see any, you know, reconciliation of our...
Okay, so he's still camping out at your house, but you guys are
not for 3 weeks. We haven't had...
Oh, okay, I misunderstood you. All right. So you haven't seen him in 3 weeks?
Right.
Well,
because we had a falling out.
Okay, so here's what it's saying. And this is all up to you, my friend, all right?
Okay.
What my cards are saying is that if you want this man, then you need to accept him for who he totally is as your absolute best friend and best choice for your companion for the rest of your life. You need to treat him that way. Okay, and the fact that he's getting his panties all in a wad about the fact that you had somebody over at your house and now he's playing, doing the silent treatment with you, is this a guy you want to...
No, that's not the reason why he's not around. The reason why he's not around is because of something I did. I overstepped my boundaries and I went through his phone, so... But,
okay. Yeah. So you left out a really big thing when you asked your question. Okay.
Yeah.
Because what it's saying here is that this is how this guy's going to be. And you have to realize the fact that he got kind of suspicious with you and then you turn around and start looking through his phone. I have to tell you, that's really, that's a deal breaker with guys. Because it shows that you absolutely don't trust them.
But
okay, but what I'm trying to tell you is all of this sounds like a bunch of big red flags to me. So what I would do is I would text him and say, if you still want him in your life, this is up to you here, okay? If you still want him in your life, if you feel that he's somebody that could be a life partner for you, then this is what you do. You text him and you say, okay, I'm sorry. I miss you. Okay. And no matter what I want to
say.
And wait, hold on. Let me finish. Okay. I miss you. And no matter what happens, I hope we stay friends. Did you text that?
I just said, I apologize. I overstepped my boundaries. And, you know, that was the.
Okay. Now what you say is as soon as we hang up, you're gonna text him and you're gonna say, okay, I'll be first. I miss you, and I hope no matter what happens, we stay friends. And if he doesn't respond to that, then there is no hope. If he does respond to that, then you have your second chance.
Okay.
But if I were you, I'd rather know than not know. And
right.
And if he responds to that and give him a couple days. But if he responds to that, then you have a shot. And the thing is that he's dealt with women in the past that have been jealous and possessive and suspicious with him. And he doesn't deal with that very well. Girl, I spent a lot of time with you. I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hi, this is Trish. I'm just calling in, interested about love. I'm going on dates, and I'm really interested. I met someone yesterday and wanted to know if there was any chemistry.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, what was your first name again? You said it so softly I couldn't hear it.
I'm sorry, it's Trish.
Oh, hey, Trish. Okay.
Hi.
All right, let me see. All right, here we go. Okay, I'm going to tell you the man I do see for you. Let me go in that direction because what I want you to realize is that you are at a point right now where you're really, really ready to find somebody that would be a good match for you, all right? The man that I'm seeing in your cards he's got dark hair and dark eyes, olive or dark complected. He is somebody that is, he likes good food. Now, when I say that, he could be incredibly athletic with a washboard stomach, but the guy can eat. He loves good food, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The way to win this guy's heart is to be a good cook.
Okay.
I'm serious, because this guy likes the good life. He likes to eat. And I know that's the weirdest thing I can tell you, but he likes nice restaurants. He likes good quality food at home. He likes a nice bottle of wine. He might even know a little bit about wine. What I'm telling you here is that this would be a guy that if you took cooking lessons or if you decided that you would find out more about wine, if you did things that elevated your skill level to something that you could really enjoy with him, that's how you would attract this guy, all right? So
okay.
This guy you'd meet at wine tastings or cooking classes or maybe even shopping in the fancy section in one of those Sur La Table fancy cooking stores. But
have
this
I met
is,
him?
I don't know if you've met him, but what I like about him is nothing seems to rattle him. He seems to just kind of go with everything. He's not a drama king.
Okay.
But he's a guy, he's got his life together. The only thing missing is someone to share it with. And I have to tell you, I want you to hold out for that guy, not some guy that seems to be presenting you, you know, stuff that you're not quite sure about. You're going to know that this is somebody special when you meet him. So that's the guy. I don't know. What I'm getting is that I'm just telling you, it's this guy that he's kind of a big guy. He likes to eat. He likes the nicer things in life. I'm giving you a vibration that he's resonating to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
I met a chef yesterday.
Oh, you did? That's a guy I would definitely... put myself in the path of if I were you.
The chef.
Absolutely.
And then another guy, he sounds like that. He lives in the city, and he likes to eat a lot, and he specifies that he likes, and we're talking on the phone now.
Right. So here's the thing. Let it evolve. Don't try and... second guess him. Let him show himself to you. And I don't mean that in a naughty way. Let him reveal himself to you. And when you find yourself going, wow, I could live with that 30 years from now. Do you see what I mean? That's the right guy. But it's the energy that he likes to eat. He likes good foods. He likes good things. He's like that.
The chef that I met was very like fancy, like, I mean, top-notch, love material things, likes to travel. He had a good personality, but he had brown eyes, hazel eyes.
Yeah, dark hair, dark eyes. All right. All right, my friend, got to go. Thanks for calling.
All right.
See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 513 area code. Hello, 513. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Katrina Johnson.
Are you me on speaker?
Yes, I was trying to cut it off, but
yeah,
I don't know.
We got a little echoing thing going on here. You sound really far away.
Okay,
let me see if you can get that going.
Okay,
it's off.
Oh, thank you. That's much better. What's your first name?
Okay, Katrina.
Okay, Trina. What's your question for me?
My father, he had a son. He had another son before he married my mother. And I want to know if you can pick up any information about him, because I don't know anything about him.
He's, I'm getting two men here. So I'm not sure which one he is. But
I have one brother. And me and him are a year apart, but my father had another son before he had us, before he married my mother.
Because I'm seeing more than one guy here with a couple different zodiac signs, what's the birthday of the of your father's oldest son?
I believe he may be about two or three years older, so I want to say maybe about 51 or 52 years old.
Okay, but do you know when he was born? You know, the month and day? Okay.
No, I have no idea.
Because what I'm getting here is that this is somebody that's very set and stubborn in his ways.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks he's smarter than everybody, and actually in some ways he may be.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a guy that operates very analytically. He lives in his head. He's somebody that emotions are not the most important thing to him. But solving a Sudoku puzzle might be. But this is somebody that's incredibly disciplined. He's very bright. And he's somebody that he does not fall for emotional people. He doesn't like to be around emotional people. So the more rational you are when you talk to him and deal with him, the more he responds. But this is not a guy that you can... You know how there are people out there you can sort of trick emotionally? You can make them feel guilty for not doing something that they're allegedly supposed to do that, you know, is maybe a family obligation. This is not that guy.
Okay.
This is a guy that if it doesn't serve him, he won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's incredibly self-absorbed, but he doesn't think that's a bad thing.
Okay.
So he's not an evil person by any means. He's just somebody that's very set in his ways, and he's somebody that the only thing that would get his attention is if something is going to make him uncomfortable at some point.
Oh, okay.
So it's matter of fact, he and I'm going to say it this way. It's not anything against you or your brother personally. He doesn't think of you guys. He doesn't feel connected to you as family.
Okay.
Because he does not kind of go into the emotional territory of things often. He's just somebody that's incredibly, he's got his life the way he likes his life. And anything that would impede upon how he has created his life, he would ignore.
Okay.
All right. But he's not a bad person. It's just how he's raised himself up.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. I've got somebody here from the 253 area code. Hello, 253. Who's this?
This is Maureen. Thank you, Mona, for your show. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Oh, you're so sweet to say that.
You just have a beautiful flow in your delivery and articulate, so thank you for that.
Wow. You know, and the funny thing is I'm feeling a little fuzzy today, so thank you for saying that.
very clear, and I like the way that you just are so direct, so thank you for that.
Yeah, direct is my middle name.
Oh, that's great. My question today is, I've got some creative projects that are moving along, but as most of these callers have been calling in today, the love theme seems to be it for Venus. I would love any information about love if you see a little king coming my way, or a big king. Or one
okay, so here's the thing with you. When something falls into your focus, and let's say a nice man kind of comes into your energy field.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of sort of casually allowing that energy to sort of join yours, and I don't mean that sexually, I just mean when you're standing next to somebody, your energy joins with them. And, you know, most people don't realize that you know, your energy field automatically mingles with other energy fields. That's why sometimes when you walk into a room, there are people that you feel like you just want to stand close to. You don't know why, you just want to. And then there are people that you just want to avoid. And with me, I'm hyper aware of that. So whenever I'm in a group gathering, I make an effort to surround myself with people that have good energy. All right.
Right.
What I'm saying to you is that, so let's say you're in a social situation, some guy stands next to you, and you go, "Wow, I really like him." So instead of just sort of casually noticing that he's next to you, like a cat. This is how I want you to look at guys. This is going to be probably one of the best analogies I ever do. Is as like a cat. If you look directly at a cat, they think that it's insulting and challenging. All right? Unless, of course, they're trying to get your attention. All right? But don't look directly at the energy. Just sort of assume that it's there. Like we have this one cat, and her name's Tilly. She's got her own Facebook page, Tilly the Hun. All right, she's a little black and white cat. She's an absolute brat. She's always been a brat, which is why her name was changed from Tilly to Tilly the Hun. This is a cat you have to, seriously. This is a cat you have to ignore to get any affection from her. All right. So what I want you to do is the next time there's a guy that you sort of find attractive and he sort of comes in your energy field, instead of doing what you normally do and put 100% of your attention toward that guy, I want you to put 10% of your attention toward that guy. I really want you to...
There's not even been anybody in the radar.
Okay, but see, what I'm telling you is how I want you to approach this when I give you the other advice of how to attract men to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm telling you, be a participant in the environment without being there as a laser beam to find a guy. All right? So one of the things I'm going to suggest is you find a group activity that involves men and women. This is actually a really great time of year if you want to get involved in a political volunteer committee that is for a party that you resonate to, where you show up and you just want to find out more information. You're going to find that there's going to be a nice equal number of men and women, and your whole goal to go there is to find new friends, right? That is your whole goal. There's issues connected with my political party that I'm interested in, and I'm here to meet new friends that are smart. Because I want to tell you what your cards are saying is that be open to receive the love that's coming to you. So you need to put yourself in public venues to make that happen, because the UPS guy ain't going to deliver your love relationship to you unless it is the UPS guy.
That's funny.
Okay, I'm telling you, here's what I'm getting for you, is that put yourself in the path of situations that involve a fair amount of men and women. So it may be you volunteer for a run. Let's say American Heart Association is doing a 5K run walk.
Yes.
This is where you call them up and you say, I'd love to volunteer. Because
yes,
a lot of the people that do, there's a lot of, good number of men and women that do that. But the cool thing about it is that you put yourself in the path of meeting a lot of nice people without
Excuse me for interrupting, but my creative work is going to take me in those venues now where I'm going to be in front of a lot of groups and stuff, but that's different, right?
Well, you can make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. Is your creative work could be your mantle, your identity, to start introducing yourself at a variety of networking groups in your city, like networking breakfasts, networking lunches, where you
right,
actually introduce yourself as who you are. Because that's what I do, is I go to networking lunches and breakfasts and cocktail events, and I introduce myself who I am.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I thank you for that.
All right, but be open
to... And I have something
your...
for you. I have a little gift for you. I have I pulled some wonderful cards for you. You got the Ace of Cups. You've got some new beginnings, new shifts coming. And
Maureen, sweetheart,
going to be an
darling,
for you.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
While I appreciate you turning cards over for me, one of the things that I never do is I never read for someone unless they've asked me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I'm telling you why. I'm going to tell you why I say that, because I actually, you know, though my the cards you pulled up were wonderful, what if they weren't?
I
might not be ready to hear it.
No, and I wouldn't read it that way.
Okay, and I, sweetheart, I appreciate that you were giving enough to want to do that for me, but what I'm telling you here is that I find it unethical when somebody will automatically read for somebody when they haven't been asked.
I will definitely honor that from now on. Okay, sweet, and I
don't mean to offend you. I just you said right at the beginning you admire my directness, so could just be direct.
No, I appreciate that. You got to be honest about what you said
right,
and what your boundaries are. Absolutely.
Right. Right. But one of
absolutely,
the things that I one more thing I want to tell you,
okay,
is if in your creative work. And this is not where they have those cameras that are supposed to take a picture of your aura. But in your creative work, if you wanted to do something special for somebody, maybe you take a small canvas and you paint their aura. And all it is beautiful colors, and you explain why you've painted it this way. And you give that to them as a gift. And I'm not talking a big canvas. I'm talking about like a little 5x7 canvas board that you find at Hobby Lobby or Michael's or Joann's, where somebody that you really like and admire, you just paint this beautiful, these colors of the aura, and their aura, what you pick up with them, and then you turn around and you give that to them as a gift.
Okie dokie.
All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye. All right, let me see. I've got somebody here from the... Let me see. I'm trying to do this in order here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to a break for a second. I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
All right, so I had a little bit of coffee here. I'm going to go right to area code 954. Hello, 954. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jay.
Hi, Jay. What's your question?
Hi, I'm just wondering if you're picking up any advice for my life path.
For your, what's your wife's name?
Oh, I'm sorry, my life path.
Oh. Okay, life. Now that you're, by the way, that was very clever because I heard something totally different than what you asked. Life path is when you ask a question like that, it's incredibly open ended. So what you're sort of asking me to do is do an overview of a full reading for you in just a couple minutes. So if you could ask me a specific question about a certain area of your life, then I'd be delighted to answer that.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. It's more so concerned with career or, my passion, which is ministry work, and I'm just trying to find out if I'm on the right mark with that.
Okay, so you have a card, which is interesting because you've asked about life work in the spiritual way. There's an extra card in my tarot deck. It's called The Master. And one of the things I want you to recognize, and matter of fact, you might even go on Google, look up the Osho Zen tarot deck, which is the deck that I use, look up a card called The Master. All right? Now, what's interesting about this card is it's an extra card in my tarot deck, all right? And what it's saying here is that one of the things that's wonderful about you is how well people seem to respond to you, that you resonate with people really well. So what I'm telling you is that you may or may not actually end up with a congregation with 1,000 people in front of you doing just spiritual stuff. In other words, you may not be in a big chapel with gorgeous stained windows. You may actually be in a big corporate event doing spiritual message of what needs to happen for a company to be successful. Interesting, and I hope that you're already doing this. Are you involved in any kind of public speaking courses like Toastmasters or any sort of communications classes right now?
I've been doing kind of my own thing, but the Toastmasters thing did come up about a year ago, but it looks like I should take a look in that.
Well, here's the thing about Toastmasters is, first of all, it's not very expensive, and secondly, it allows you to connect with other people that are professional and feel as though some people are just there to be able to get up in front of people and be able to say something without totally shutting down inside. A lot of people really can't stand public speaking. Now, you don't strike me as someone that minds being in front of groups of people, but what I want you to do is I want you to hone your skills so that when you are in front of a group of people, that you can learn to capture, engage, and have their undivided attention. So Toastmasters, find the biggest Toastmasters in your city. Seriously, look up, there's probably going to be at least 25 clubs where you live. You want to find the biggest one that you can, or you start visiting a variety of different Toastmaster groups until you find the one that you like.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so here's the thing. You have a lot of energy. You're not afraid of hard work. What it's saying is right now you need a guide, and this is a sort of a professional guide. Now, the funny thing is the guide might not actually be a person. The guide just might be that you put yourself in a situation where you literally are learning something brand new, and learning it in a way that you hadn't thought of? Because I have to tell you, the best preparation for me, and I had no idea at the time that I was going to be doing a radio program, was when I was in Toastmasters. So I'm a huge proponent of Toastmasters. When I have to stand up in front of a little networking group, I don't get nervous when I do it anymore. I stand up, I talk about who I am, you know, why I've decided to do this as a profession, the best kind of clients for me, you know, and I do that. And what happens is that I do it with such ease. So you need to get to that point where if someone throws a topic at you that you maybe even aren't that familiar with, you would be able to sort of juggle it without being clumsy about it.
Okay,
and the last thing I want to tell you is that this next 4 months is a huge window of opportunity for you to have a bit of an epiphany. In other words, finding out what's really, really important.
Okay.
And if I could actually tap spiritual work where I think you'd be incredibly effective, it would be young people between the ages of, say, 13 and 17.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, because I want to tell you that if they are not finding something to do, they will sit in the basement and play computer games.
Right.
All right? But I actually see an incredible amount of success for you as soon as you get serious about getting the basics under your belt.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
That's great.
Thanks for finding the program. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right. Bye. Got somebody here from the 902 area code. Let me get them on the air.
Hi.
Hey, 902. Who's this?
This is Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. What's your question?
I just have a question about what you see for love for me.
Let's see. Wow. Well, you have cards here. You have some pretty big cards. It's actually, I need to switch tracks on you first. Because your cards are saying is that you find the dream, the perfect, the best relationship for you by deciding what you want to do with your career. So I'm telling you that the way you find him is through your career. So what do you do for work now?
I actually left my career to do, like, spiritual stuff because I had an experience where I actually went to, like, heaven.
Uh-huh.
So I left my career working for a bank to follow, like, a more spiritual path.
Okay, but what are you doing to earn money?
Nothing right now. I'm going back to work soon. I'm going to look for a job soon, but I'm planning on writing a book.
Okay, well, I have no problem with you writing a book, and as a matter of fact, you do need to write the book. You absolutely need to write the book, right?
Yeah.
What it's saying, though, is the way you meet him is by actually doing something with work that that helps. Okay, so I'm going to give you the perfect job. Are you ready? I want you to work for a TV station.
Okay.
I literally want you to go there and say, I want to find out everything about media and TV, and I want to work for your organization. So that's what you do, is you find a TV station you really like. You go in there with this wonderful, bright, energetic attitude that you want to work in TV. You don't know what you want to do in TV, but you want to work in TV, all right? And that, you know, even if it's sort of a gopher position, take it. But you want to work in TV.
Okay.
Because the reason you want to work in TV is because you want to find out how advertising, PR, you want to find out how the whole thing works. Because when you do write your book, you're going to have the foundation to be able to promote it.
Right.
So what you're doing is you're actually taking a job that teaches you everything about how promotion works.
Mm-hmm.
And in the path of that, you meet this man.
So and I met a man currently.
Yeah.
So I'm in a relationship, and I believe that it's my twin flame based on the signs that I've been getting from God.
Okay,
and,
sweetheart. Sweetheart, Chelsea, darling, mm-hmm. You said that so quickly that all I got was blah, 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 blah. So if you can slow down a little bit and say
sure.
You met this guy, that's what I got. So now tell me the rest of it.
So I met this guy 8 months ago, and I've had like a lot of really weird spiritual experiences happen since I met him, like really strange stuff. And I've gotten a lot of signs that it's a twin flame relationship, but I didn't know about that before. But when I was in heaven, God showed me that I would meet this man and that our purpose, our spiritual purpose, which is related to career as well, is a dual purpose. Like we need to meet each other for that reason as well, which is kind of like what you're saying.
But what I'm saying here is that you haven't met
mm-hmm.
him yet.
Haven't met him
so,
yet? Okay.
So the guy that, you, that you're kind of hanging with and you're getting some good mojo from is really just supposed to be a bit of a catalyst for you. I don't see him as a romantic partner. The romantic partner I see for you is when you get involved. And it's funny because I actually see you doing things like producing, where you're the one that helps get interesting guests on the air for the newscasters to talk about, or they might have a segment where they do some sort of morning informational show, and you help with that. But I'm telling you, just your enthusiasm and amazing energy that you have will get you the job. You just need to show up. So here's what I would recommend, and I don't know if you've heard my donut story before, but I'm going to tell you the donut story. Go online as soon as we hang up the phone, all right? As soon as you're done, you go online and you look at the three or four news stations, the local news stations in your city. You look and see what jobs they have available, and you apply for every one of these stations' jobs that you think you can do, all right?
Okay.
You wait 3 days. So you're going to wait till Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, you're going to go buy a bunch of donuts, all right?
Okay.
And you're going to deliver the donuts to each of these, to the receptionist at each of the TV stations.
Okay.
All right? And if you happen to find out the name of the HR person, then you bring 2 dozen donuts. 1 dozen goes to the receptionist, and you tell the receptionist, these are for you and the people you like. And the other one goes to the name of the person that's the HR person. You tape your resume in an envelope on the top of the box of donuts. You write the HR person's name on the envelope, and inside with your resume, you've written a little note that says, I applied for XYZ job online last week, and I'm following up with a hard copy of my resume. I would really, really love to work here. Sign your name, and then don't be surprised if you get a phone call.
Okay.
All right, because you need to get into media so that you understand how it works from the back of the house way. Because I'm telling you, just because you have a good idea, it may not take off. You need to learn how to make that happen. All right, my friend, thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. All right, got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas.
Oh, I'm good.
Hello,
girl.
Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
What's your first name?
This is me, Nikki.
Oh, hi, Nikki. What's your question?
So give me 1 second. Let me just get in and sit down for 1 minute. Hello?
Okay, what's your question?
So my question is, I have been dating this guy for about a year, and we come from two different cultures. I'm Indian, he's American, and my parents do not know about it, but we are getting kind of serious. We both love each other, and we see future with each other. And I want to know, is it the right time to tell my parents? How are they going to react to this? Because
I want to tell you, it is not the right time to tell your parents. And it's funny because whenever I turn cards over and all five of the cards are reversed, It's okay. The answer is no. And the reason the answer is no is that you want to wait until he has made a serious commitment to you, and then
okay.
you tell them. All right? And when I say serious commitment, I mean big engagement ring, and you've talked about a date.
Do you think that would ever happen between us? Because, yeah.
This is why I want you to wait, all right? And I'm going to tell you, this is a totally true story. This is how my husband proposed to me. We'd been dating for a year and 9 months,
mm-hmm.
and he had not brought up marriage. And
mm-hmm.
we had a great time together. It was just wonderful. And I started getting all whacked out in my head about when is he going to propose, blah, blah, blah. And what I finally said to myself was, okay, if he doesn't propose by the time we're together 2 years, then maybe I'm not the one.
Right.
And I just blew it off. Okay, if he doesn't propose by the time we've been together 2 years, maybe I'm not the one. All right? He proposed a week later.
Okay.
So as soon as I took that pressure out of my energy, what happened
mm-hmm.
was is he proposed. Now, the thing is with your
mm-hmm.
guy, and I want you to do this for the next 3 months.
3 months, okay.
For the next 3 months, you treat him like he's your absolute best friend. Treat him as though he's always going to be around.
Okay.
Avoid being any kind of a drama queen in the next 3 months. And I'm going to give
okay.
you something else, all right?
Okay.
Do not complain about anything to him.
Okay, not even work, nothing.
Oh, especially not about work. Now, I'll give you a caveat to that. You can complain about work if you figured out a way to solve it.
Okay, I understand what you mean.
So if you can't just whine at him because that drives him insane. He's too polite to tell you that, but it drives him nuts that all you're talking about is crap going on at work that he can't fix it. So instead you say, "Hey, I want to give you an update on how I handled something at work."
Okay, I see what you mean.
Because what I'm telling
uh-huh.
you here is there's a shift here that's happening for you before the proposal from him happens. And it may be that you change jobs.
Okay. I just actually recently stopped a job.
You just stopped a job?
Yeah. So on Friday actually was my last day at a job.
Oh, was this the one you were bitching about?
Yes, this was the one I was bitching about.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, then if you've dumped that job, yay you, because that's cool. And when do you start the new one?
I don't have a new one yet.
Oh, so you just up and quit. You said, screw you guys, man, I'm gone.
Yeah, because there was, like, some situations happening, and I was like, you know what, this is not the right place for me, so I quit. But I have been kind of loading my stress onto him in that sense. But my main concern is, like, do you think my parents would ever accept him?
They won't accept him until... Okay, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
It won't be appropriate for you to tell your parents that you have a serious man in your life until he's
mm-hmm.
proven that he's serious.
Okay.
Okay, and that's exactly how I want you to look at this. But your big priority right now is to find another job. So what industry were you in?
I'm in the legal industry. I'm in the legal industry right now, so I applied to 2 places, but I haven't heard back anything. So
okay. Here's what I'm going to recommend because I want you going to a job as quickly as possible. So you're in Vegas, right?
I am.
Okay, on Maryland Parkway and I think it's Flamingo. There's a company called East Ridge Staffing.
Okay.
And they have a legal department where they actually staff just for legal people. So I want you to haul your butt down there Tuesday morning. Don't go Monday. It's too busy. Go Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Bring your resume. Say, this is my experience with X, Y, and Z law firm.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to stay in this field. And and I would be available even if it's just a receptionist position. I will be okay. ready and dressed every morning by 7:30, so if you need to call me to send me somewhere, I can go. So you're going to actually be one of the best temporary staffing people they know.
Okay.
And you actually say, you know, I'm not going to sway my routine because I'm between successes right now. So I will be
okay.
Dressed and ready to – I will be dressed – professionally dressed and ready to leave my house by 7:30. So if you get somebody that needs something at the last minute, I'm your gal. So the more
– I'm in school right now, so do you think that would affect it? Like, I'm still in school, so
– Well, that's fine. You can just say – that on the days you're available, like let's say you
okay,
go to school
I understand.
On Tuesday. Yeah, whatever days you're available, say, on these days that I'm available for the whole day, I will be dressed and ready to go someplace by 7:30.
Okay.
All right. Now, here's the cool thing about you, Nikki. When people meet you, they like you.
Yeah.
So the thing is you just want to get your butt in front of people and show them that you can actually do the job. And don't be surprised if they turn around and say, we want to hire Nikki.
Okay.
All right? Because what they're doing is they get to try you out without any commitment. So when temporary staffers, if you go to that job and act as though the whole time you're there is like an interview.
Okay.
Then what happens is that you are very likely to get hired. So, all right,
okay.
girl, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code.
Hi.
Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi. This is Pat. The last time you helped me, I was moving into an apartment for a live-in caretaking situation and terrified that my dog was going to freak out. Do you remember?
Yeah.
That's okay. Anyway, you helped me. Well, I'm here, and the situation is it's not working out. Based on the woman's religion, I'm unable to help her, and she's in serious health conditions, and I could be liable. So I just found a new job. I was going to ask you about the new job, and then I'm thinking maybe I should ask you how I can just cope in the next 3 weeks finishing up here. If you want to talk about both, that would be wonderful. But
okay,
I think
here's, sweetheart, first of all, instead, when you do any kind of job, Pat, you're sort of all in, all right? You know, there's something about your energy that you really do want to do a good job. So you are like 100% present when you're doing a job for somebody, all right? And the fact that this last situation didn't work out, I want you to look at that as though the angels are showing you what you don't want, all right? So
okay.
Look at it like that. Just very simply look at it like that. And in the meantime, I don't want you to be nice. I want you to be polite. I want you to use polite as a shield of so that you don't take what happens in the next 3 weeks personally.
Okay.
All right. And you what may happen is they may let you go before the next 3 weeks, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you have another situation to go to after that is perfect. You
yeah.
only have to hold out for 21 days.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What I want you to do is I want you to go to the grocery store or the dollar store and get yourself a Jesus candle. And I'm literally going to recommend you do this. And you
okay.
say you actually every morning – I want you to face east, open your arms wide above your head, and say, Lord, I'm open to my blessings. So you're going to do that
okay.
every morning.
Okay.
Okay? And then at night, before you go to bed, but not while you're in bed, you're going to put this candle on the table. You're going to light it. You're going to say the prayer on the backside of the candle.
Okay.
You're going to, you're basically going to ask for strength to get through these next 3 weeks. Turn it over to a power higher than you. And if it turns out that they let you go, say, in the next 10 days, as opposed to the next 3 weeks, take it as a big blessing that Spirit is working for you.
Okay.
All right? But use politeness, not nice. In other words, don't be nice, be polite. Because when
okay.
you're polite, you can use you can use that as a shield without taking anything that happens personally.
Okay.
All right, my friend?
Got it. Thank
All
you.
All right, thanks for calling. See you later.
See you next time. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Most important thing was she's dealing with that that job. So got somebody here from the 480 area code. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike.
Oh, hi, Michael. What's your question?
Hey, a friend of mine and I are working on a project, and we've made some tweaks, and we've started to see some financial results. And I just kind of wanted to get an idea of what you thought in regards to those tweaks that we're moving forward with.
Well, you got a lot of power working here. What's interesting here is that it's very important that when the financing comes your way, that you don't find yourself trapped in it. Okay? So make sure that the financial arrangement is incredibly clear of how long your finance person is going to be involved till you get to pay them off. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm serious about that, because what it's saying here is the project's a good one, so I'm not worried about the project. You've got a great idea, but there's a man that wants to come in and finance. I mean, I want you to think of this guy like the Donald Trump of financing, that he's got
okay.
his very egotistical way of how he wants to see things done. So you need to make it incredibly clear what not only the engagement strategy of this is, but the exit strategy.
Makes sense.
Okay, and I'm telling you, the project's a good one. Keep it incredibly secret till you're ready to launch it.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I can't stress enough. Make sure that even anyone that's considering financing you signs a non-disclosure.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Because but the biggest thing I'm concerned about is I don't want you to get in bed with somebody that may manipulate the situation to his benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the guy who originally invented Spider-Man, and then Marvel Comics ended up swiping it.
Gotcha.
Okay. So be very, very careful about that, because it's supposed to be yours.
Right.
Okay. I hope that helps.
Yeah, because only two of us know about it.
Perfect. All right, my friend.
Wonderful.
Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona hosts her broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and on Blog Talk Radio for special broadcasts and announcements. You may also follow Mystic Mona on Facebook. Since 2002, Mona holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the mobile app Dice Wisdom, $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for trade shows, special events, and VIP gatherings. Personal sessions are also available by appointment. Didn't get on air today? Contact Mona through her website so she may arrange to schedule you for the next broadcast. Please go to mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.